Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray Kaplan just walked in the studio. Ray is a debt relief attorney at Kaplan Law Firm, financialrelief.com, and she's here to talk about student loan forbearance and the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which I am intrigued by because, honestly, Ray, I didn't know it existed. And yeah, now there's big news about it.
There is. There's big news in the student loan world. So basically, the Biden administration has decided to completely overhaul the public sector loan forgiveness section of the statute so that people who were previously denied forgiveness of their federal student loans are likely now going to be eligible to have their entire loan balances forgiven. So I can give you an example. We had a WGN listener who came in to see us, and she had the wrong type of loans for public sector loan forgiveness, and she had made a whole bunch of payments. For those of you out there who have FFEL loans, that's FFEL, federal student loans, and you've been told that you weren't eligible to have those loans forgiven under the public sector loan forgiveness program. For example, if you're a teacher at a public school or a fireman or police officer, the Biden administration is actually now announced formally that those payments that you made on your FFEL loans will count towards public sector loan forgiveness, which is huge because that means that those people who thought they weren't going to be able to get rid of their loans likely now can get rid of them, and it's a tax-free forgiveness.
Okay, so I've got a kid that goes to Illinois State. We were just talking about that. I was unaware that there was a public service loan forgiveness program. So basically, if you graduate, you have student debt, and you take a job as a teacher, as a firefighter, at a nonprofit,
right,
that makes you eligible for this program to have your student loans forgiven.
Correct. And so a lot of people were, the PSLF program was getting a lot of bad press because a lot of people that were applying were getting denied. And they were being denied because they were in the wrong type of payment plan or they had the wrong type of loans, et cetera. So now they're trying to correct those errors and give a lot of people who actually initially did not qualify under the statute, they're going to make them eligible for it. Now, it is limited. So we have to apply within this next year. So it's very important that anybody out there who has federal student loans, we can certainly help you with this and apply to get that forgiveness because that might mean the difference between $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 in loan forgiveness.
And this is what's so stressful about all the student loans is there are so many facets and so many layers. You really don't know how to navigate it. And you want to anticipate for the future and what might be forgiven. So you want to make sure you get the right loan.
Right.
And how do you do that?
I would say the main thing to focus on is to stay away from private loans because private loans are like owing on a credit card and there's really no flexibility. If you can take out federal student loans, there's a statute that governs, which means that you'll be eligible for really, really good payment plans. A lot of forgiveness is built into the statute. And, you know, we were counseling people who had federal student loans who even wanted to refinance them to a private loan for a lower interest rate. We were counseling everybody, hold on, don't do that. We don't know what the Biden administration is going to do. And although it's not the kind of blanket relief that people were looking for, this is still going to affect a lot of people who are no longer going to have to make payments on their federal student loans.
Ray Kaplan's in the studio. If you have a question, you can text it or you could call 312-981-7200. It is a crazy world to try and navigate, and that's why you do really have to rely on professionals. Now, I do have a nephew who is employed by Stanford University. Obviously, to get there at this point, he has a lot of student debt. And when he took that job, he was leaving Nashville, selling a house, flipping a house, working hard to, you know, get rid of his student debt. And he had a financial advisor say, don't take all of the profits and pay off your student debt because there might be forgiveness in the future.
That was good advice.
Really?
Yep. That was good advice because how long has he been working at Stanford?
He's only been there 2.5 years.
2.5 years. So at least he's got 2.5 years probably under his belt towards that public sector loan forgiveness. So you basically need 120 payments while employed full time in the public sector. But, you know, even if the payment is very low, it still counts towards that 120. And if he had a previous job in the public sector also, that those payments might also count. But It's a really good program because essentially what it means is that if you have, let's say you have $200,000 in federal student loans and your earnings are less than the amount of your loan debt, you will essentially pay less than half of what you owe on your student loans and the entire balance forgiven, and you're not taxed on the amount that's forgiven, which is really nice.
630 just text, what about Perkins loans? Are they eligible?
Yes.
Okay. 847, hi, ladies. I'm a retired educator. Now I work as a sub teacher. Do I qualify for forgiveness? I've tried in the past without success.
Likely she does if she is working. Well, I would say under the old program, you probably were out of luck if you are working part-time. But if you right now, because of this limited extension of public sector loan forgiveness, we can probably get your previous payments from when you were employed for previous years to count and to wipe out those loans.
219, my daughter defaulted on Parent Plus loans and Sally Mae. I am unable to make the payments. What are the options for me?
So if they're Sally Mae loans, they may only be private loans. And then we would probably want to look at negotiating a reduced balance settlement agreement. We actually recently had one settle from $150,000 down to a $50,000 payment. So even for private loans, there are a lot of good options out there. And a lot of these private lenders also have some disability forgiveness plans available, and we can certainly help you take advantage of those.
So this public service loan forgiveness does not apply to Parent Plus loans, correct?
It does apply to federal Parent Plus loans.
Okay.
So the rule is that basically if you had federal Parent Plus loans, they had to be consolidated into a direct federal student loan to be eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. They're also eligible for something called temporary expanded public sector loan forgiveness. So if you have Parent Plus loans out there, let us analyze them and tell you what the best options are.
So if a parent is a first responder, this is what 815 is asking. If a parent is a first responder and has Parent Plus loans, are they eligible for forgiveness? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain more about Perkins and FFEL loans and how Biden's changes influence eligibility for PSLF?
Sure. So that's what the big news is today. There was an announcement by the Department of Ed so that we know that this actually is policy. They haven't released the actual executive order yet, and I do want to take a look at that so I can see exactly how this is going to go. But the Department of Education did announce that people who had FFEL loans, which essentially were loans that were dispersed prior to 2010, those are called FFEL loans. Those were previously not eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. They are now eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. And the previous payments that people made on those loans will also count towards public sector loan forgiveness. So that is really big news because that means that, you know, let's say you already had 10 years of payments while they were FFEL loans and you were disappointed to hear that, oh, well, you had the wrong type of loan. Now we can actually get you forgiveness of those loans.
I can't imagine working in an industry, right, where it changes all the time. It's nonstop change.
You know, that is true. The last couple of weeks, there have been such major changes. And another major change that happened was three of the major servicers have decided to opt out of servicing federal loans. So we had Fed Loans leave, Navient is leaving, and Granite State. They are no longer going to be servicing federal loans. So all of those loans are going to be transferred to different servicers, and that always creates a lot of chaos and uncertainty. So we are there for everybody to help you navigate this situation.
Thank you for joining me in the studio. And Ray, tell everyone where they can find you.
Sure. Financialrelief.com is our website, or 312-294-8989.
Reach out to Ray Kaplan, and thank you for listening to 720 WGN.